You have your Bible, we'll turn with us this morning. Turn to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2, verse number 1. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, tied into the source. Tied into the source. As we see this here in the Word of God, and we see Acts chapter number 2, and we see that the day of Pentecost had come, and we see that the promise of God had been given, or it was going to be given. Amen. God had made a promise in Acts chapter number 1. And Jesus had told the disciples to go to Jerusalem and to stay there, to tarry there until they'd be endowed with power from on high. He said, you need some power to run with. Amen. Praise God. You can't run without power. There's not one of us here that have households that run well without power. If your power's off, you're pretty much left in the dark. Amen? You're pretty much not able to do a whole lot of things without power. We have to have power in order to do things in the day and hour we live. Usually we can make do without it, and we can still make do without it. We just have to learn to do it things in a different way. Amen? Without the modern conveniences. But God said that He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen? What we're trying to do in the day and hour that we're living, we're trying to run in our lives, in our homes, our families, and our situations without the power of God to give us the energy, energizing that we need, you need, I need, amen, and to please Him and do those things to bring God glory. So we see the promise. Now the promise was from the Father, God Almighty, praise God. And the promise was with a purpose. The purpose was that you and I, us, the church, the body of believers could become a witness unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You know what's wrong with our country today? The folks like me and you that claim to be Bible believers, that trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope we're saved, amen. Not just Bible believers, but we're saved, trusting in Lord Jesus Christ, born again, born from above, praise God, realizing that Jesus loved us and He died for us. And we, because of His death, burial, and resurrection, we believe and we trust in faith that Jesus done that for you. And because you believe that, you trust in that, praise God, that you have the power of God to move you forward. Praise God, to be a witness unto Christ. That's what's missing in the country, in the world, praise God. There's not a whole lot of people that's witnessing for the Lord. You say, preacher, how do you know? Because I remember when I was a kid, my mamas, both my mamas and both my papas, praise God, they loved the Lord Jesus Christ, and they was quick to tell you about it. Hey, amen. You could be Granny could be fixing breakfast, and she'd be singing one of them old hymns, praise God, humming under breath or singing it. Praise God, you knew what it was. Papa would tell you, he'd talk about God. Amen. He had to drop a hat and he'd throw it down himself. He'd tell you something about Jesus. He'd just let you know that he loved the Lord, praise God, because Jesus first loved him. Amen. That's what's different in the world today. Amen. We're missing that touch of God upon our lives. And the reason we're missing is because we're not tied to the source that it comes from. Today we need to be tied to the source that power comes from. You see that when the Lord Christ, Jesus Christ, when He came and He lived and He rose from the dead, and for 40 days He worked and walked on this earth, praise God. And these folks saw him alive after His fashion, how He had risen from the dead, praise God. Had the wounds in His hands and the wounds in His feet and that piercing side. Even old Doubting Thomas come to the place and he realized that this was the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the one, praise God, that walked with, talked with. He was the one that died on the cross of Calvary. And He was the one that got up victorious over at death and the grave that we celebrated. The resurrection of Christ last week. Amen. 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 Praise God. And because of that, we have this taking place. Now, he told them to go and to abide in Jerusalem till they be filled with the Holy Ghost, endowed with the Spirit of God. And we see that Jesus ascended on up into heaven. They tell us in Acts chapter 1 that he went up out of their sight. And the Bible says they loaded up. They went back to Jerusalem. They gathered together there in Jerusalem. And for 10 days, praise God, they was there in the upper room. And they was all together as one, one mind and one accord. And they was praising and giving God glory. They was waiting on something from God. And now if you're waiting on something, praise God, you wait with an expectation. Amen. What's wrong with us today? We don't have much of an expectation. Praise God, we need to have an expectation of what God is going to do. You say, how do you have that? By waiting. On the day of Pentecost, praise God, they said they was in one accord. In other words, they was in one mind. They was geared up. They was looking for something. They was thinking on one thing and one thing only. And they was thinking about that power that God had said he would send to them through the power of the Holy Ghost to move upon their heart and to give them hope and to give them help and to give them direction and to give them purpose and to give them the power that they needed, praise God, to be a witness and a light in the darkness of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Darkness is everywhere. When we look around, we can see the darkness, and it's trying to overshadow us even now. But praise God, I'm glad there's a marvelous light. The Bible says it shineth forth out of the darkness. But praise God, I'm glad, I'm glad I can comprehend it. But he said there's a whole lot of folks that comprehend it not. Amen. You don't realize the light. Don't realize the purpose of the light. Praise God. But I'm glad God Almighty moved on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Praise God. 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was Pentecost. And I'm glad it was on that day that they were in one place. They were in one mind. They were in one accord. They was looking for something from God. I want to tell you, youngins, listen to me. If you get to thinking on God and you get to loving on God, and God gets to loving on you, and you get to expecting something from God, you'll receive that you're looking for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We come to the house of God geared up looking for a blessing. Amen. And I know what we do. Hello, listen to me. We'll come in so many times, and we come in, and we've just had a fight with the youngins, and a fight with the spouse, and a fight with the, praise God, this one and that. We come in, we say, Lord, bless us if you can. Amen. Pray, God. Well, hey, listen, when that happened, you're just, before you ever come indoors, say, Lord, please, just help us. God, put this behind us and let's help us to worship you. And they'll turn around and say, you know what? I love you. I appreciate you. And let's go in here and just worship God. Give the devil a black eye. Amen. You know who does all that? It's the devil. Amen. The old devil, he don't like to see you come to the house of God. He'll give you 15 excuses. I better give you 15 excuses this morning why not to come. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He gave you excuses.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, I got out this morning. I went out to the barn to feed the critters. Praise God. And them turkeys was gobbling on every side. I said, glory to God. Amen. That's exciting, Josh. Amen. I asked Mia, I said, Mia, you got a message on your heart this morning? Amen. She said, why, Papa? I said, because them turkeys is gobbling everywhere. And she said, no, but Granny does. Amen. If Papa's going to stay out in turkey hunting, she's going to stay with me. Amen. Praise God. I won't say if you're looking for an excuse, the devil will give you some. Some of them you'll like. Amen. Sometimes it'd be easier just to lay in the bed than to get up and come to the house of God. But when you come together and you come with a purpose and you come expecting something, something's going to happen. And you think about it, the more of us that come into the same mindset, a whole lot more of a change, praise God, that we're going to get what we're expecting.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. When somebody sits out there in the back, say, praise, thank God for God's glory. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. Thank you, God, for touching my sister. Thank you for touching drug addicts. Thank you for giving help. Praise God. I love it. Amen. Amen. Somebody gets up and sings a song about Jesus. How good God is to you, praise God. What God's done for you, what He's going to do, and the hope and the promises that we have that are in Him. Amen. The world can't, hey, listen, the world can't give you that. But God can. Amen. Praise God. God can give you that, praise the Lord. He gives you these promises. So we see the promises that God's give, the promise, and we see the purpose to win souls. Amen. So we see here in Acts chapter number 2, we see a promise received. Praise God. The Bible says in verse number 2, it said, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Amen. They come with a plan. They come with a purpose. They come with an expectation. Guess what? God showed up. I want you to notice something about this. Notice the suddenness of the promise. See, the promise had come. See, if God promises you something, God will come through with His promise. God will never fail you with a promise. If it's a promise that's in this book, praise God, and we hold Him to it. Amen. Praise God. It will happen. He said, "Well, preacher, I don't know. There's a lot of promises God made that I haven't seen come true." But praise God, you ain't none yet. Amen. If God promises it, He will come through with His promise. So what happened? In order to receive that promise, He said, it's sudden. The suddenness of this promise. The suddenness is coming. The suddenness is power. In order to get that, praise God, we have to be ready. Hello? I have to be ready. You have to be ready. We have to have an expectation. We have to be looking for it. Amen. You go down there. I used to love stock car racing when I was younger. By the time I got my license, because I thought, man, I'd like to do that. And then I realized, praise God, from knowing some of them and going over here to the racetrack a whole lot, that it wasn't nothing but a money pit. You throw everything you make into it and not get nothing out of it.
Amen.
Amen. It didn't take me long to figure out that wasn't for me. Amen. It was just something that you could throw money into. Praise God. But in order to be a part of it, you had to be ready on race day. Praise God. You had to be, and you went to the racetrack with the expectation, praise God, of maybe finishing well. I'm talking about finishing first. Amen. I don't like to finish anything but first. But if you don't have an expectation, praise God. And when I turned, praise God, I had an expectation. I done picked me out a driver. I said, that dude's going to win this thing today. Amen. Of course, your buddies had different ideas because they thought somebody else ought to win that. And there ain't no way they should have. They didn't deserve to win that. Your man did, right? Amen. You went with an expectation, praise God, of sin. And all of a sudden, praise God, you get there, and they raise that flag up, and they drop that flag, and off they go. And they take off, and that race starts. And they go around and around, praise God, and it's just as hard as they can go. And you're there with a high expectation. Amen. And then, just as quick as it starts, it's over. I mean, that sudden finish, praise God, look at, they make that last turn, they come into the straightaway, and there's that checkered flag. Amen. But you have a high expectation that, you know, maybe your fella's not out where he ought to be, maybe he's lagging behind just a little, but he's going to get that last little boost, amen, and that last turn, and he could come around slingshot, and he's going to, praise God, I won't say glory, hallelujah, child of God. God, you may think you're running behind, you may think you're not leading the race, but glory, hallelujah, when you're a child of God, and you're trusting in Him, and you got high expectations, He'll slingshot you around, praise God, and I guarantee you'll finish in the at the end.
Amen.
Praise God, you've been promised that you'll finish well for the glory of God. But we got to be ready, praise God. You got to be expecting. In order to be ready and expecting, you've got to be involved. Amen. I don't understand why we think we can sit back and do nothing, praise God, and have a high expectation about finishing well. Say, hello, preacher, now you've done went to meddling. Amen. We got to be involved. We got to get in and be partakers in what God has for us. We got to have come with an expectation, praise God. He said they were all in one mind. They were all in one accord. And that wasn't a Honda either. Amen. It was a mindset. We have to have a mindset, praise God, with an expectation that God Almighty is going to deliver us, praise God, in the promise that He's had. And He said we might receive that promise. The suddenness, it comes quick. We got to be ready, praise God, to receive what He has for us. Amen. God may sweep through here, the Holy Spirit. He's here. Amen.
Amen.
He's here. He may swoop through across your heart any moment. Just dump you out a handful on purpose. Amen. Praise God. If you're ready to receive it, you'll be expecting. You say, Lord, just bless me. Just give me something that'll help my soul today. Amen. You'll just be sitting here like this. Amen. Waiting to catch it when He drops it on you. Amen. Show God you're ready. Be involved, praise God. He said they were lined up. They were ready. They were expecting something from the Lord. Amen. Because there's a suddenness. Got to be expecting something. But then he said there's a sound. Amen. There's a sound of the promise. Do you remember the day you got saved?
Amen.
Brother, I don't know about you, but the night that I got saved, I was sitting there about halfway back in church on this side, and the Holy Ghost got the deal in my heart. Amen. And there was a conviction. He'd been there for almost 48 hours. Lord Bunbelt dealt with me the night before. Amen. Actually, it began the week. This is on Wednesday night, praise God. I realized the Holy Ghost was touching my heart and realized I needed to do something. Amen. Boy, there was a sound that I heard that night. And boy, it was a sound I'd never heard before. You say, preacher, what was it? It was a sound of my heart beating.
Amen.
Brother Junior, it felt like my heart was going to beat out of my chest. I mean, they was an unction from God Almighty and the Holy Spirit of God. He said they was a sound that was so loud. I could hear my heart beating in my ears. You said, preacher, it didn't happen that way for me. Well, that's all right. Maybe it didn't. But for this old preacher, it did. And I heard my heart beating in my ears, the sound of that, the Holy Spirit of God dealing with my heart. I was shaking all over like a leaf. But praise God, when I don't know if he gave an altar call or not, but I knew there was an altar up there, and I knew I needed to get there. And I remember I come up and I fell down that altar. I said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Lord, please touch my heart. I need you to save me, God. And you know what he did? Praise God, I heard the sound, and I moved on the sound of my heart a beating toward God, and I moved out of there. Praise God, I moved up to where he was, and he moved down to where I was, and he saved me by his marvelous grace.
Amen.
Say, preacher, what happened that night? I got tied into the source. Amen. I got hooked up with a connection. Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise his holy name. Amen. So not only was there the suddenness and the sound, but there was the speed of it. Praise God, I didn't have time to change my mind like I had other nights. Praise God, that promise come to me quick. He said it was like a rushing mighty wind. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, what happened? That speed was so quick. Amen. The power of God was so quick. The power of God was just, it was instantaneous. And you know what happened? Praise the Lord. That circuit was made complete. Amen. Between me and the Spirit of God and the God of the Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. It hooked up, praise God, that night. And it energized my soul, praise the Lord, like it never had before. You say, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. Praise God, you've never been saved, born again. Amen. Praise God. He energizes you. I come out of there, praise the Lord. I was levitating about that high off the floor. Amen. Praise God. You said, preacher, was you really? I know, yes and young as I just felt like I was. Amen. I felt like I was a walking on there. I went down there all beat down, all bowed over. I called by the sin of the world. But praise God, on that night, praise God, God set me free of my sins. He forgave me. He washed me in the blood of the Lord. Well, glory in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and set my soul free. Amen. Amen. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Signed and sealed the day of redemption. Praise his holy name. Tied into the source forever and ever. The circuit was made complete. Amen. Before, you know what's wrong with the world today? It's short-circuited. A lot of churches today, Brother Josh, they're short-circuited. They get a little jolt and a little jump here and a little jump there. Amen. Trying to run on feelings. Praise God, when we need to run on fact. Hello. We need to take the truth of God and stand upon it firm. Believe upon it. Praise God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Praise God. Be in one mind, be in one accord. And God Almighty moves upon us. Praise God. He scoops us up in his big old hands, draws us unto himself, loves us up in so many ways. We'll have to like one of them.
Amen.
Let's us know that he loves. That's when you tie to the source. Praise his holy name. You begin to get that help. you begin to get that promise. See, they was given a promise and they come expecting a promise with one mind and one accord and they got that promise. You know, preacher, why did they get the promise? How do we receive the promise? Because we get it from the promise maker. Amen. Praise God. The promise maker. He's also the promise keeper. Amen. Praise God. Look at John. Go back to John chapter number 14. John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus says this. Now you know what Jesus, it's red writing. If you've got a red letter Bible, it's in red writing. And he says this, John chapter 14, verse 16, and he says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter." Now Jesus knew that he was leaving. Amen. He had to leave out of here. He was going to be crucified. He was going to be buried. He was going to rise again. And he was going to go back to heaven, set the right hand Father, and make intercession as a mediator of one for me and you. But he said, "I'll send you another comforter. Another comforter that he may abide with you forever." Who is this comforter? He said, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you," and now watch this, "and shall be in you." So the Lord, the promise maker is also the promise keeper. The Lord said, praise God, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to go to the Father, and I'm going to pray to the Father. I'm going to ask the Father, praise God, to send you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God Almighty. And said, so the Spirit of God Almighty is going to move into you, and he's going to take up his abode in you. He's going to dwell in you. He's going to go with you. He's going to encourage you. He's going to help you. I pray that he's going to be there for you forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody ought to just take up and take a Pentecostal fit. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Because God Almighty, if you're a child of God, lives in you. Through his Spirit, through the truth of the Word of God, lives in your soul.
You.
Amen. He's cleaning house, by the way. He cleans house. The Holy Spirit of God is a house, good housekeeper. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I'll just be honest. I'm not a real good housekeeper." Let me tell you what, you need help with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost of God's a good housekeeper. Amen. He'll clean up all the old messes in your life. He'll clean up all the old cobwebs out of your closet. He'll clean up all those things that so easily beset you. And he'll set you, praise God, you won't have to dine off that old junk that you've been dining out of the world. He'll get rid of that mess. He'll set you a new table. He'll set you a clean table. He'll set you he'll set you a table that satisfies the innermost part of your being. Amen. And along with all that, he said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He'd be with you, praise God, closer than a brother. Amen. Praise God. He said he'd abide with you. He'd abide in you. Praise his holy name. What a God we serve. He'd love us enough that he'd send his Spirit to live in your heart. Amen. To take your body, your soul, your spirit, and intermingle it with him. Amen. Praise God. So that you can become one in the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Listen, one of these days, we're going to go to heaven. We're going to get to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If not, you better say, "Oh me," if you don't get to go. Help me, Lord. Amen. But it's something else to get to go to heaven. But praise God, it's something else to get to have when heaven comes down to where we are. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what God did with Spirit, praise God. When we're tied into the source, amen, that the Spirit of God, the power of God is up here. And when we got saved and born again, the Spirit of God sent the force, the power, the source, praise God, down to where we are. Amen. Now, the devil ain't liking this morning. Because this will energize you, praise God, to where he won't ever be able to mess with you again. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit of God, when you're tied into the source, when Pentecost come, praise God, they was a mighty mystery. They was a suddenness. They was a speed, praise God. They was a sound that was like they had never heard before. And it was the power of God being unleashed from the portals of glory. It was the promise that God had made, praise God, that he was fulfilling. Amen. God fulfills his promises. Jesus said, I want you to be with me where I am. Amen. Praise God. Guess where you're going to be one day? With Him where He is. I guarantee. Praise God. That's where you're going to be. Amen. When the power, praise God, comes down to where we are, where you are. Amen. The purpose is realized. Amen. When that power comes, He would say this. Hey, listen, let me, in John chapter 16, let me give you that right quickly. John chapter 16, talking about that power. The power of the Holy Spirit, amen, when it comes down. In John chapter 16, we see in verse 7, He said, Never I tell you the truth, that it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him, the Comforter, the third person of the Trinity, unto you. So there we have what I've already told you. But look what He says in verse 13. Verse 13 says, Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you. Now watch this. He will guide you unto all truth. Amen. There's no lies in God. Amen. He said, I'll guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear. He's talking about in the portals of glory. In the heavenly realm. He said, that shall He speak, and He will show you, now watch this, things to come. Amen. What we're missing out on, the reason that we ain't excited about what God does, because we don't have a high expectation. We're not tied into the source, praise God, when we realize that the power from God has already come to us, and the power of God's going to bring us through. It's going to energize us and take us to the portals of glory. Just like a big old rocket ship. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Going to be propelled by the power of Almighty God. Oh, Elon Musk has got a rocket ship. I think they're going to shoot it off today or tomorrow. And I think they said it was 400 feet tall, some kind of tremendous, huge, big old rocket ship. And they're going to see if they can shoot that great old big thing off into space and let's circle around and they're going to land it in the ocean. Amen. What the power that it takes to get that thing off the ground. Amen. But listen, I won't say the power that it has ain't nothing compared to the power that you have in Lord Jesus Christ. One of these days, praise God, even right now, we have the power in us to motivate us, to move us from place to place, and one day to transport us, praise God, from here to glory. The presence of the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said He's going to show you things to come. He said He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. Praise God. If we're hooked up to the source can show us things that we've never seen before. We can see the power of an almighty God. We can feel the power of an almighty God. We can realize the power of an almighty God. The power and the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And He said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. Praise God. What we got, what Jesus has, He said, I'm going to, through the Spirit of God, He said, hey, when we're lined up and we're hooked up, when we're expecting to receive something, praise God, we receive it to God, through God, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That just like the disciples, He said it was sudden. They was a sound. He said they was a speed of this thing that happened so quickly. He said, and it filled all the house. Amen. Didn't say it give them a little here and it give a little bit here. Amen. He said, when you're tied into the source, praise God, it fills the whole house. Amen. What we need today, youngins, is to be tied into the source. When you get tied into the source, your whole house will be filled. Praise His holy name. Amen. Praise God. He said, and verse number 4 said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. You know what happens when the whole house gets full? Everything in the house gets full. Amen. Praise God. It's like the widow woman that had to, they told him to go out and get some vessels and to take that little bit of a cruse of oil that was left and to dump it up and to go and take care of their dead and to pay their bills. And the mother, she said, go ahead and get me some vessels, not a few. And they brought them in and they began to fill them up out of that little bit of cruse, that little bit of oil in that cruse. And they began to dump it in these vessels and these pots and everything that they had. And they filled them up and they poured it out. child until there wasn't nothing left to pour. And she said, bring me another. And they said, hey, listen, we've got everything we got. Everything we got in the house is full. Amen. I won't say God don't do things just a little bit. If you come to get in and you get tied up to the source of the Holy Ghost of God, He'll fill the house up and He'll fill you up. Amen. You'll get what you need, praise God, from the power of God, from the day. You'll be part of the, you'll become part of, what He's talking about here is the witness. The witness. He said you'll become part of that distribution process. Amen. You have the power to distribute that God has given you, amen, to a lost and dying world. Power, praise God, to pass out. Now you won't be just a little old bitty 15-watt bulb somewhere, amen. But praise God, you'll be one of them big old 1,500-watt, praise God, mercury vapor. It burns all the electricity, amen. It uses all the power. And that's what God said He could make us to be. He said when we're tied to the source, He said the source comes in and it fills the people and it fills the house. And yet the power of God is so real that you start to get in and you start to see what God's doing. And you start to see the power of God. And God begins to manifest Himself, praise God, in the church and in the people and in your life. And then He starts to change the home. Amen. He starts to change the home. Home life starts changing. Amen. Praise God. It starts getting better. Start seeing less of this and more of this. Amen. Praise God. You start smiling more. You start loving more. You start caring more. You start respecting more. Amen. Because you are expecting more. Amen. You're expecting more from the power of God. If they had come in, if they hadn't come in with a high expectation, they probably wouldn't have got nothing. But if we come in with a high expectation, we expect in the Spirit of God to move upon the hearts of God's people. Amen. See, what the devil's sold us a pack of lies and we believed them. They said, well, preacher, just go on up there to the church. And, you know, you're not going to get nothing this morning, but you go ahead. You'll be like the little boy. As he got in the car with his mom and his dad, and he started down the road, and the little boy's daddy said, well, honey, said, I didn't get nothing out of that today. And the little boy said, well, daddy, you didn't put in but a nickel. Amen. Sometimes you get out of it what you put into it. We've got to be involved. Man, we've got to be tied to the source. They come with high expectations, expecting God to do something miraculous, to see God move in a special way. Praise God. I'm going to tell this on Brother Junior. He testified Wednesday night. Said he went back to the doctor and said his kidney's functioning at 50%. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. It'd been down as low as, what, 24, I believe, at one time. But you think about it, he's only got one. That's just like ours functioning at 100%. Amen. Praise God. That's God. That's answering prayers. That's when people come together, one mind, one accord, and we pray and we ask God, believing that we can receive. And praise God, we tie the source gets tied together, and the power of God starts to be ministrated. Praise God, and He starts to put it out there, praise God, and distribute to places that it needs to be. And we just stand back and say, glory, hallelujah, amen. And you come with just a little kindling, and you stoke the fire. Amen. You know, it's important. Now listen to me, and I'm done. It's important that every one of us come with a little kindling. I mean, if you're going to have a fire, praise God, you got to have some kindling. Praise the Lord. And if everybody come with just a little kindling, you study, you pray, and you ask God to help us before He comes to church. You bring you just a little bit of kindling, praise God, and God will just begin to, He'll begin to build that fire and begin to kindle that fire, and He'll begin to set things on fire. Now, I'm not talking about old wildfire. I'm talking about the power of God ministered to His people, helping us, praise God, to get through the obstacles, seeing everything that we face today and realizing that God Almighty is in control, that He's in charge, praise God. And when we expect Him, He said there'll be a sudden sound, praise God, with a speed that'll move upon us in such a fashion, praise God, that we'll get so excited. You say, well, preacher, it ain't about feelings. Praise God. Yeah, but when the truth becomes feeling, I'm glad you can feel it. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we can know the power of an almighty God and His presence in the hearts and lives of His people. When God moves upon you and moves upon me, when we're tied to the source, we know where it comes from. We know who makes it available. And we know who sends it down. Praise God. Jesus said, I'm going to go pray the Father. Amen. To heal it. I'm going to pray the Father that you receive the Comforter. The Comforter, that Consoler. The one that'll be with you. He said, promised he'd indwell you, he'd live in you, and he'd help you. I'm glad I've got that confidence today. I'm glad I've got that help, ain't you? Amen. We've had lots of situations. People's called and said, preacher, please, we need to pray. It's that things have gone awry. Things ain't right. We need some help. And we've got on the horn, we've called, and we've asked God to help us. We begged God to intervene, and guess what? He has. He's moved in a mighty way. Why? Because we're tied into the source. Amen. We're tied into the source, and the source and the power, praise God, comes from Almighty God. And we just begin to praise Him, and we begin to give Him glory, and we begin to shout the victory. And praise God, God just opens up those portals of glory, that spout where the glory comes out just a little wider. Amen. And we begin to recognize and realize the power of an Almighty God. Our God. Your God. My God, praise His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. And the Spirit of God, that power from on high, that He ministers to us, it comes from Him. Jesus, I'm going to pray Him. Pray the Father, and He's going to send it. God's got it all. He has all power. The Bible said He has all power in heaven and on earth. And He wants to send the power to you and to me, the individual. But He said, when we come together in one mind and one accord, He said, we can receive that power. He said, it'll fill the whole house. And He said, it'll fill everything. Well, hey, if it fills the whole house, then that means everything in the house gets full too. Amen. You know what? You know when the Shekinah glory of God left the house, left the temple, when people didn't want it no more. And it went out and it went up. And God waited on them to ask for it, to receive it. And they did, and they just kept, they said, you know, Lord, we're making it pretty good without it. And so it just, it's gone. Amen. But praise God, when you get the power of God, when the presence and the power of God is real and it's in the house, when it fills the whole house up, then it fills up everything in the house. And when it fills, when you're tied to the source and everything's running well, you know, when the microwave's running well, and the refrigerator's running well, and the washers and the dryers is running well, and your freezer is running well, praise God. If there's any of them things that ain't running right, praise God, it messes up your house. But the Bible said, He said, when the whole house is full, and everything in the house is running well, you know, when little Johnny's running well, and little Sally's running well, and mamas are running well, and daddies are running well. Praise God, then the whole house is running well. When the whole house is filled, amen, to overflowing. Everything in the house is running well. When it's tied to the source. And praise God, we can just come together and just pray God and give Him glory for all that He's done and all He's doing and all He wants to do. Praise God. I'm glad today I'm tied to the source, ain't you?
Amen.
The source of the power from on high. In Jesus Christ, my Lord.